This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monein and read by Victoria Osunde.
Tuesday, June 9th. God's word to you today is the dynamics, and this is part two. Our scripture reading is taken from Colossians 3, verse 20 to 21, and it says, "Children, always obey your parents, for this pleases the Lord. Fathers, do not aggravate your children, or they will become discouraged." The concept of obedience, according to God's word, changes as a child matures. As a parent, when you are talking to a 10-year-old, obedience can be likened to being a dictator. Even though the child does not want to go to bed, for example, he or she has to because mom or dad says so. It is very strange to have children that are in primary or secondary school that will not take instructions from their parents. Sadly, some parents are making a lot of effort to be their child's friend. All the child has to say when he or she does not like an instruction from the parent is, "I'm not your friend," and the parent starts to panic. At that age, your objective is not to be your child's friend. Your objective is to be a father or mother to your child. The point is, parents should stop trying to be the friends of people God has given them to parent, either physically, biologically, or spiritually. A life group leader is a spiritual parent to the people in his or her group. You have to make some decisions they may not like. As a departmental leader, you will have to make some decisions that people in your department will not like. Children do not always like everything their parents say. Why do they have to do it? Because I said so. As the child grows and becomes a young adult in his or her 20s, he or she still depends on you for supplies and sometimes comes under your roof. If you are a wise parent, you will change how you relate to that child because the child is in transition. Yes, the child should obey, and there are underlining principles of honor, but you should begin to accommodate the child's independence. On some nights, your child will opt to stay in the library to read late into the night. You need to begin to accommodate that. You can insist on the child being at home at a certain time, but you have to begin to accommodate his or her independence. When your child is not asking you for what to wear or what to eat, you should back off. You have moved from a dictator to a consultant. As a consultant, you have a portfolio of experiences you can suggest to them as a piece of advice. When you advise, be humble enough to know that they may not take the advice. It does not mean that they are disrespecting you. It means you have raised an independent human being successfully. It is a plus for you if you are a parent. Let us pray. Holy Spirit, please help me understand the times and seasons in my life and give me the grace to respond with wisdom in all things. In Jesus' name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.